The European Union's Protect EU mandates have stirred quite a debate on privacy and digital rights with their on-device scanning before encryption.
It's definitely a hot topic. This move seems to prioritize state surveillance over individual privacy, creating a concerning two-tier security system.
Exactly. The disparity between government encryption and citizen surveillance is alarming, raising significant questions about data management and individual rights.
The critics have some strong arguments here. They see this as a step towards digital feudalism, where the state holds all the secure communication tools, leaving citizens vulnerable to privacy violations.
It's a delicate balance between security and privacy. Mandating device scanning before encryption can be seen as a surveillance backdoor, favoring governments while subjecting citizens to constant monitoring.
And that's where the concern lies. Critics fear this system could be used to suppress dissent and restrict personal freedoms, highlighting the importance of finding a harmonious approach to security and privacy.
Absolutely. We need to ensure that encryption policies protect citizens while also upholding state security. It's a challenging task that requires ongoing discussions and engagement.
People need to be actively involved in these conversations, engaging in dialogue and holding leaders accountable for the implications of such policies on personal freedoms are crucial steps to shaping a fair digital landscape.
The future of encryption and the power dynamics between the state and its citizens depend on how we navigate these challenges. Remaining vigilant and asserting our rights is key to maintaining a balanced relationship in the digital age.